This is your Be Moment, your moment to be still, to be fed by the Word of God, to be grateful. Today I'm reminding you that God's blessings will come looking for you. Recently, my girlfriend started her dream job. I recall when she told me about this opportunity, but I wasn't aware of all of the details. Initially, I thought she pursued this new job, but it wasn't until we had lunch the other week that I learned that this dream opportunity found her. Here's another detail. While she was in the interview process, she learned that her current job was being phased out. Her story reinforces the fact that God's blessings will find you at just the right time. God's blessings would also find Ruth, Naomi's daughter-in-law. In this story, Naomi lost her husband and her two sons. Feeling lost and abandoned by God, she decided to return to her hometown. Ruth didn't want to return home alone, so she decided to go with Naomi. And even though Ruth would be leaving her home, family, and friends behind, she decided to selflessly accompany Naomi home. One day, Ruth was working in the fields when she was approached by Boaz, who would later become her husband. Ruth was in a foreign land, yet it was there that she would meet the man of her dreams, bear a son, and become the great-grandmother of King David, putting her in the lineage of Christ. The key is that Ruth did not go looking for these blessings. They found her. And as you reflect on that, remember these words, commit your work to the Lord, and your plans will be established. Proverbs 16:3. Share today's message. Follow us on Instagram at Blues to Blessings and subscribe to the Blues to Blessings YouTube channel for new videos every Wednesday. So today, your blessings are en route to you.